Myers and I'm 69. I'm currently president of our club, which is Balgala Rotary Club. And we have meetings twice a month, but then we have a whole lot of different teams, of which I think that we did have five, but now we've got four. And I'm involved in two of those. So we tend to do a lot of work behind the scenes that isn't at the meetings. We're currently organising a car rally to raise a bit of money, because what the club does is we raise money through the volunteers and through the events that we have, and then we distribute it to charities and community groups and youth that we think need help, or with the youth to improve their quality of life, hopefully. And all the money we raise, we distribute. Unlike a lot of charities that keep money back, it all goes. I've always wanted to give back. My dad was in Rotary years ago, and my mum was in Red Cross, so they all both did sort of voluntary things through their time. And now that I've retired, you know, when you're a busy business person, you know, you need something to fill your life, to feel like you're doing something useful, and I guess that's how I got into it. Also, you meet lots of interesting people, lots of professional people, and people with similar minds, I guess, that just want to help other people in the world that are not as well off. You get a real buzz when you have a successful event, and other things that we do. It's just nice to help out. Yeah, I feel good, I guess. And I think we're what I call a silent working force, with a lot of people that spend a lot of hours doing voluntary work, whether it be through people like in Rotary, which then contribute back to the youth, contribute to other people in need. And but often people do that work and you really hardly hear about what they've actually done. And they, you know, like myself, spend hours in a week. You know, it's almost a full-time job doing different bits and pieces. I think and we have a lot of experience. So I think, you know, the older people have got a lot to give back to the community. I know a lot of grandparents that look after their children while their, you know, kids go to work, because it's so expensive to work and have childcare. So I think we give back a lot more than we're given credit for. And also, like, the world's changed since my parents were, you know, my age. And the younger generation, both parties work when they get married and have families and do things. And they need to do that to survive. So everybody's got to pitch in, no matter what age group you are, really. For the older people, I think they've found it really tough, especially the ones in nursing homes and things. Unfortunately for me, I don't have any parents at this point, so directly it hasn't affected me, but I do know that they've found it pretty tough and isolating, especially if they've had a loved one that's passed away. Well, even in my situation, I've got a friend, her husband, well, he's a friend too, he passed away last Friday, and the funeral's tomorrow, but it's confined just to immediate family. And we'd love to be able to be there to say goodbye too. I think it's a very sad time for everybody in that situation, because you can't even go and give your friend a big hug, which they probably need at a time like this. You know, we can do sort of virtual hugs and things.